A still, silent, clear, empty mind. Part 3. Imagine that the ultimate secret of life is written along the spoke of a wheel. Just read what is written, and all your questions will be answered. The message is a few words, yet almost no one can read it. Why? Because the wheel is spinning at high speed. Most people cannot even make out that there is writing on the spoke, let alone read what is written there. Everything is a blur. This spinning wheel is our mind. To even perceive that there is a message, we must first considerably slow the spinning of the wheel. Then to read the message, the wheel must halt. This secret message of life and our soul's purpose is clearly inscribed in the depths of our hearts. To see it there, and then to read it, we must first slow, then cease the spinning of the mind. Certain surgical procedures are so intricate, and the site of the operation so inaccessible, the surgeon must use finely calibrated instruments and view the procedure using a precisely angled mirror. Now imagine that the mirror in use becomes fogged over. The entire procedure is suspended, and the patient's life perhaps in jeopardy, because the surgeon cannot see anything. The condensation must be cleared, so the mirror can once more play its crucial role and the surgery proceed. The only faithful mirror is a completely clear mirror. Similarly, the only useful and faithful mind in meditation is a completely clear mind. Thoughts, opinions, and judgments, which our mind considers empowering, fog our mind and cripple its most essential function, which is to faithfully transmit the light of the heart and soul. To receive and hold the light of meditation, the mirror of the mind must absolutely remain clear and fog-free.